on this episode of Counting Cars. Pedro's a high wire act running on cables. He's looking to have a custom bike built.
It'd be awesome to have the high wire that me and my dad performed on the bike.
And you guys call me crazy.
Dropping off a horse or something here?
No, sir. I was actually hoping to get you to a horse trailer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not... I don't know. I don't know what to think. What the was that? Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Come on in, Pedro. What's up, Shannon?
How's it going,
good
Shannon?
Good to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Pedro's looking to have a custom bike built from the ground up.
Sweet.
He's a high wire act, flipping on cables, jumping on cables, running on cables, front flip, back
wow.
flip, dodging 300-pound balls that are on fire.
Well, let's add that to the mix.
Exactly. So have you got like a vision in your head of the type of bike that you like? Do you know what you want?
I want it to be a bike that is not like the other bikes we see, you know, on the
right.
street. You know, some that say, wow, man, that's different.
What kind of personal touches are you seeing?
I'm looking, you know, something to commemorate my career and my father's career, and the whole legacy and high wire, you know.
So your father did this?
Yeah.
Fill me in on that.
I performed with my father for 7 years. We used to work together on the same cable. I learned a lot, and he was my inspiration. So for me, the bike is also about him and all that he's gone through in his life.
That's awesome. So it's so much more than just a bike for you to go out and have fun on.
Absolutely.
It's paying honor.
Absolutely.
And a bond between a father and a son, that's one of the most important things that you can have in life. And to incorporate that bond into the build of the bike, I feel it's very, very important for us here at Counts Customs to make sure that we pull this off properly over and above the call of duty. I want this bike to be awesome. Mike, Pedro here is the high wire.
And you guys call me crazy.
Well,
I think we all got a little bit of craziness in us, right?
We've got some artwork that we want to incorporate. That's where you come in, Mike.
I'd like to have my father's image on there.
Yes.
And, you know, without being too cocky, I'd like to put in, because I'm very proud of the records that I've accomplished. I broke 4 Guinness World Records for the most consecutive jump ropes.
How many?
God is my witness, I did 1,323.
1,323 revolutions on a jump rope. On a high wire.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. I don't know anybody that can jump rope that much, let alone on a high wire. That's amazing. 100%.
And what would be really cool is that high wire that me and my dad worked on.
Yes.
I just thought it'd be awesome to have that on the bike. It's like 33 feet of cable, and then you guys chop it up, do whatever you want to do with it. But I just would like to have it.
Incorporate it all over the bike where
the
we
hand,
can.
The hand grips, perhaps.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways that we can incorporate this cable into the build of the bike. I'm digging Pedro's custom touches. He's trying to lay his heart out in this motorcycle. His father, his career, and his life. And I want to make sure we pull that off for him. I want to make sure when he looks at it, it hits him right in the heart, and we nailed it. I have to ask this question. What kind of a budget are you looking at?
Like $5,000?
You're okay. All right. Well, it's really nice meeting you.
Just kidding.
What'd you call me over for?
Like 30 grand or, okay. You know, around that area.
Let's get this project rolling, gents. Are we in?
Dude, I'm excited.
We're in. Let's do this, brother. Man, you rock.
Mike.
What?
You're here?
I'm here.
I'm ready, master. Ever since Horny Mike crashed one of Danny's trucks, he's been teaching me how to airbrush, so I wouldn't tell on him.
Lines, dots, and circles.
That's boring, man.
Shut up and do the lines.
But it turned out he's not a very good teacher. Mostly he just yelled at me. Today I'm gonna meet him at the paint shop, but probably just for more yelling. Finally, a real car piece.
You tripping if you think I'd ever let you touch a real car. This is your practice area right here.
Paper?
Paper. I don't want to teach Rolly how to airbrush, but I have to. And seeing how much he sucks, I'm going to have to take drastic measures. His biggest problem is he's too worried about what the paint looks like going on whatever he's painting. You got to learn how to use your instincts as much as your eyes. I got to teach him how to feel what he's painting. Keep practicing. I'm going to go get something. I'm going to set you up, bro. Seeing as how you don't want to listen, you're gonna learn how to feel. Do you see the inside?
Just tape on it.
When you're wearing this, You're gonna be blindfolded, so you're not gonna be able to see it anymore. So you're gonna be thinking about, let's see, how far am I pulling the trigger back? How much paint's coming out?
You come up with these stupid ideas on your own?
Yeah, I do. Now pop the hat up, put the helmet on, and let's get airbrushing.
Mike is a stupid, and this is the most stupid idea I ever heard in my life.
Can you see me?
No.
Hey, over here. Now concentrate. Use all your two brain cells to concentrate. Try to get them working together. Trigger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to feel the airbrush. Feel the air running through you. Give me a dot. Just a dot. That was the nicest dot you've done since you've done this.
Really?
This is beautiful. Okay. Now I want another one, but a little bit bigger. Hold on, Rolly. Okay. Try another dot. You're supposed to stay in the same line.
How the hell am I supposed to see?
Instincts, damn it! Okay, do another one right next to it. Now, another one right next to that. See, you're doing great. Do a line. Hold on. Your hands are all out of whack.
What?
Hold on. I need you to keep your hands just like that.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your hands. So
hey, you're pulling my hair. What are you doing?
I'm teaching you to keep your hands in one position. Turn this way. There you go. Remember the first thing I told you was keep your elbows in?
Hey!
Keep them in.
Hey, I got hair on my arm, you dumbass.
Not anymore. All right. I think we got this now. Can you move?
My hair.
Don't worry about the hair.
Yes, listen, I do.
Here's what you're going to do when you do this. Keep your shoulders like that, and I want you to go like this. That's it. And there you go. That was all I wanted.
High five.
I can't believe this actually worked. Stupid Mike's stupid idea worked. I feel like I can airbrush now.
I want you to put one foot up, and I want you to do the lines.
On one foot.
On one foot, control the airbrush. I'll be back in 10 minutes. I want 50 of them. And don't just be counting them off.
What is this, like an elevator cable or like a tow rope?
A guy walks on it.
What do you think?
Like a back rest.
What do you do here?
Well,
dude, who's this, man?
Oh, I don't know. It looks like somebody's delivering a horse. Did you order a horse?
Dude, I did not order a horse. I'm not modifying a horse. I'm not restoring a horse. I don't do horses, man. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. I'm Danny.
Hi, I'm Tina. It's nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, Tina. Nice to meet you, darling. This is Kevin.
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure. What you up to, Tina? You dropping off a horse or something here?
No, sir.
No?
No, the horse is at home.
Yeah?
I was actually hoping to get you to some work.
It's a beautiful truck, but we normally don't do vehicles this new. You know, we're kind of more into the older hot rods and things like that.
Oh, silly. I'm talking about the horse trailer.
Oh, you must do the trailer?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never done a horse trailer before.
I came to Las Vegas to Counts Customs because they do an incredible job with their graphics and such, hoping that they'll give my horse trailer a nice makeover.
What do you got in mind for this?
Have you heard of extreme cowboy racing?
Fill me in.
Okay, well, I just came back from World Finals in Texas, as a matter of fact.
You do this?
Yes.
Oh, get down.
Yes. You race your horse over obstacles, technically correct, as fast as you can. And
yeah.
This is what everybody's trailers look like. But I don't want to be like everybody else. You know, I want to show up and them go, wow, who's this girl? And take a good look at the horse, because the horse is phenomenal.
What's her name?
Well, we call her Honey.
Honey. Do you mind if I open this up?
Please.
Man, this is nicer than Horny Mike's house.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Horny Mike, do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Go get him. I'm feeling him all over this project right now.
Honey is a great horse, so I think she deserves a really great trailer, and I think it might intimidate the competition a little.
Mike, check this out, man. Tina's involved in cowboy racing.
I used to have a horse when I was younger.
What?
I swear I used to have a horse when I was younger.
Did you spike its mane?
No. He bucked me, and I sat on the ground. Just trying to get my breath.
So that's what happened to him.
Makes total sense. And on that note, Mike, I think we should talk about this trailer now.
Picture, if you will, You're driving down the highway, and it looks like the back doors are bursting open, and the horse leaping out, and the mounted shooter on the horse is jumping out of the trailer right at you, saying, whoa, get off my tail.
Yeah, I like that stay off my tail type of thing.
Yeah. This tack room door, you can make it look like a barn door with the bottom closed and the top parts open, and Honey's got her head coming out. And then on the front, myself and my horse with American flag, you know, we're riding, and it's waving nice and pretty.
Oh, I like
we're
that.
We're patriots.
Tina, before we get too far into the graphics, what kind of budget are you thinking for this?
I was thinking maybe you could do it for $6,000.
You know, with all that we have to do, it's probably looking around $12,000.
We are doing a full color change, so we've got to take it apart. That's labor intensive, but it is a brand new trailer, so there's no surprises. It's not like we've got rust, or it's not like we've got a bunch of body work and all that kind of stuff we got to do.
Can you do it for $10,000?
Tell you what, Tina. I'm feeling it. I'm digging it. We're on. Kevin, we're going to do this for that. Okay. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. You in? You
cool? On.
Rock and roll, darling. Thanks for bringing us. This is a really cool project.
I'm excited to take on this job. It is going to be cool. Then again, not sure giving Horny Mike this much artistic freedom and this much real estate to work with is such a good idea. I mean, if he puts horns on Tina's horse, she ain't going to like that. So I got to put the tight reins on Mike, as they say.
Danny, I don't get many trailers off. I don't know how to pop this stupid thing.
Check this thing out, huh? It's like a theme bike, right?
No. What are you doing here?
Check it out, what you got going on.
Past few weeks, I've been working on this bike for Pedro. He does this crazy high wire act over tigers and... Anyway, he's got this cable that him and his dad used to walk on, and I got to incorporate it somehow into this bike.
What is this? Like an elevator cable or like a tow rope?
Yeah, it walks on it. You know, I've been working at Counts for a very long time. There's a kind of unwritten rule that nobody's allowed in a bike shop, but this new guy, Doc, stepped into uncharted territory. This guy wants this cable as a decorative piece on this bike.
I can help you with that. You know, give you some ideas. What do you think, like a seat back? You know, like a brace, keep you from falling off. You don't, is that a bad idea?
Yeah.
That's okay. What do you think? Like a back rest?
No.
No? Like that? It'd be pretty sweet.
What do you do here?
Well, I'm just trying to help out, man.
Now you're putting a kink in it. I'm trying to leave it as straight as possible.
You can't kink this stuff. It's steel, man. It's strong.
Just put the cable down or somebody gets hurt.
I got it. You don't want help.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, boss?
How we doing, man?
I had some ideas for the bike.
You actually came in here with ideas for the bike for Shane? I can already tell you what's going on in here before I even go any further.
Am I being punked?
No, dude, punked me? I'm just impressed that he's still standing. I love it.
Do you even have a motorcycle?
I like things that are fast, so no, I generally stay away from bikes, but... Oh.
If I were you, Doc, I would show him how fast you are right now.
Then I'm going to move a little closer to the door.
For a little round coconut, Shannon runs fast.
I believe you.
I'm sorry you got in here, man. So, Shannon, we're going to figure out how we do this, how we're going to put this cable on here?
Yeah, without making it look too gaudy. I don't want this cable to look like an afterthought.
There's not many places that you could do this with.
Pedro wanted it, maybe making the handlebars out of it.
Yeah.
But if it comes out...
Yeah, that's dangerous. You're right. How do you feel about just basically decoratively lining the frame?
Right.
Like it's running down the down tube, you know, or it bends over the frame like this around this area.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, bro, that's what I think we should do.
Yeah.
What the was that? It's like a crash, man.
Start putting your foot up there and get up there. That didn't work out at all. You better not have scratched my helmet.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
Rolly told me he used to work in a circus. So we set up a high wire. It's not very high.
I almost made it through, though.
You didn't make anything. You made like a step. That doesn't even count.
You guys are kidding me. Untie that rope. Get these ropes off of here. Clean this mess up.
5 minutes, it's gonna be clean like never happened.
Huh?
You think he's mad?
I think he's pissed.
There is your trailer ready to rock.
Oh my gosh, that is hot.
That's perfect, Kev.
Wow. Oh my God, that's me, my dad.
Man, it's sick.
Shannon and the team are cranking on the bike build for our customer and high wire artist Pedro. In the meantime, Dina's extreme cowboy racing horse trailer is done. We took this thing completely apart, sanded it down, gave it a great base coat, and turned it over to Horny Mike, who I gotta say gave it an epic paint job. This thing is beautiful and it's done, and we're delivering it right now to Tina and her horse Honey.
Tina, what's happening, darling?
Hi, you made it okay. All right. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Everything good?
Great. Fabulous.
This must be Honey.
This is Honey.
Wow. Honey's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Just finished saddling her up and stuff so we can go for a ride waiting, but I'm hoping to see the trailer first.
You know what? I'm hoping to show you that trailer.
Yeah.
But here's how I want to do it to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can I steal the keys to your truck, and Kevin's going to go hook up your trailer to your truck so you see it as a set?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty.
Thanks.
Awesome. Yo, Big Mac.
Yo.
Do me a favor, man.
Yep.
Go grab Tina's truck.
I'm on the way.
Awesome.
I'll be right back.
Tina wants a one-of-a-kind horse trip, one that whoever sees it, they're going to know exactly what she's all about. And I just hope that we nailed her vision and that she's thrilled with what we did with her trailer.
Tina, you ready to see this truck?
I'm ready.
Come on, come with me for a second. Honey, we'll be back. Let's check this out. Here comes your rig. There is your trailer ready to rock.
Oh, my God. That is hot.
How's that looking to you?
It rocks! Oh, my God. It's awesome.
That's perfect, Kev.
You got extreme cowboy racing all over it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to see the back. Wow. That's stunning.
It's awesome.
Do you like it?
I do.
Doing this horse trailer was a first for us here at Counts Customs and really highlights the genius that is Horny Mike. Extreme cowboy racing is painted in wood tones with blue flames on both sides. The portrait of Honey peeking out that side door is absolutely stunning. Tina's up front riding her horse with an American flag, and on the back is a mounted cowboy pistol in hand, letting everyone know that this trailer and what's riding inside are not to be messed with. Happy?
Yeah, are you kidding
Feeling
me?
Feeling it?
Oh. Driving down the highway, people are gonna take notice.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Honey is just stunning on that tack room door.
That's beautiful,
that
ain't
is
it?
Just so amazing. You nailed it.
Don't start that.
Easy there, big fella.
She started. It's not my fault.
My horse trailer looks absolutely fabulous. Nobody in the horse community has a trailer that's custom like this at all, so it is going to turn heads anytime I show up at a competition.
You know what? I got to say something here. Mike has talked about in his past that he knows how to ride a horse.
Want to go over to the arena right over the roof?
Yeah, let's ride this thing.
Come on, honey.
Most people don't know this about me, but I'm quite the equestrian, damn it!
I'll check him out, man.
Let's go this way.
All right.
Look at Mike.
Look at you, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, stepping up. Oh, he's getting cocky.
Whoa!
Yeah. Impressive, man.
There we go.
Nice.
You look better up there than I do.
Whoa. All right. Whoa.
Nice.
Why doesn't anybody believe that I can ride a horse? What, you have a mohawk and now you can't ride a horse? What's that?
Check her out, man. That was like as easy as can be.
She's totally used to this.
Have fun.
All right.
And good luck on your extreme cowboy racing.
Yep, good
luck. Thank you.
A few months back, Pedro commissioned a custom bike build that would pay homage to the high wire walking career that he and his father shared. Pedro wanted this bike to represent all of their accomplishments, and he even wanted to include an actual piece of the high wire that he and his father really performed on. Shannon outdid himself building a wicked soft tail custom build, and Ryan and Horny Mike went over the top doing an amazing paint job on this beautiful bike. It's done, and Pedro is here to check it out. I just hope that we did it justice.
Are you ready to see this?
Yes, thing? I can't wait.
I'm not sure if we're ready to see this thing.
I'm very excited, man.
Come on. Shannon, come on, baby, bring that back out.
So
fantastic.
Wow. Man, beautiful. Load the ground. Wow. Oh, my God. This will be my dad. Oh, man. It's sick.
Pedro's high wire bike is way cool. We started with a soft tail frame, filled it with a 100 cubic inch fully polished motor, and backed that up with a 6-speed transmission. And the showstopper is incorporating Pedro's high wire onto the down tubes of the frame. The paint job on this bike is stunning. There's murals of Pedro walking that high wire with danger always at his side, represented by all those skulls. This bike is way cool, flying high just like Pedro.
Unbelievable.
Take your time. Soak it all in, man. Just wander around.
There's my Guinness records right here.
That's right.
I dig that a lot, and it's a lot of chrome, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, there's a wire.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's beautiful. Really nice. This is sick right here. It's exactly what I wanted.
I think it's time for you to get on this thing.
This is a momentous occasion right here.
That's right,
brother. First time sitting down on it. Oh, man.
Feels good. Nice. I love it when someone comes in wanting a project done that has a special meaning and a unique vision that they want us to bring to life. Pedro is obviously psyched with what we did with his high-flying, high-wire bike. And, man, I cannot wait to see what's going to come through that Counts Customs door next.
Take your time and enjoy, brother, man.
I'll be back in a couple hours.